My teacher said that if you just have one or two kids in the family, a lot of our problems would be solved.
That's silly. The Bible says that children are a blessing from the Lord, and it's true. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Let's get started. Have you ever heard anyone on TV talking about how there's not enough food or how there are too many people on this planet? Well, if you do, then remember this. God's word says that every single child is a blessing from God and every single person matters to Him. Psalm 127 verse 3 reminds us, "Children are a heritage from the Lord." And that means every single child is special. So let's listen to our story for today. It's called Too Many People. "Hey, except for you, I'm the only one up," Emerson said as he ate a bowl of cereal one morning. He grinned at his mother. "Mom, do you ever wish you didn't have all six of us kids?" Mom looked at him in surprise. "Of course not. Whatever made you ask that?" "My teacher says that if every couple in the world had only one or two kids, a lot of our problems would be solved," replied Emerson. "He says there are just too many people, and there isn't enough food or water to go around." Mom looked thoughtful. "The Bible speaks of children as a heritage and a reward. Jesus loves children, and He wants us to welcome them as blessings from Him." "But if you and Dad didn't have all of us, there'd be more money to go around," Emerson pointed out. "You could afford nicer things, and you'd have more time to do the stuff you like to do," he grinned. "And I could get a new bike." "Do you think that we'd trade any of you precious children for a new couch, a car, or a few more hours of free time?" asked Mom. "Would you trade any of your brothers or sisters for a new bike?" Emerson laughed. "No way! But what about the things my teacher said?" "God created this world to provide for the needs of all people," said Mom. "I think the main reason there don't seem to be enough material goods to go around is simply our own selfishness. While many people are starving, others have far more than they need." Emerson nodded thoughtfully as Mom poured coffee into a mug. "Think about when Christopher was born," she continued. "Remember how you older kids had to give away your stuffed toys because of his allergies? How did you feel about that?" "Well, we would have liked to keep them, but it was okay," Emerson said. "We love Christopher." "And that's what the world needs, not more things, but more love," said Mom. "Knowing Jesus and sharing His love with other people is what's really important and what brings joy. Each person is very valuable to Jesus. And they should be to us, too." So, how about you? Have you heard that there are too many people in the world? God loves every single human being. He knows each one before they're even born. It says so in Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16. Check it out. And remember, He loves every single person so much that He sent His Son to save them. And we should love them, too. So thank God for the blessing of children all around the world and for the life He gave to you. Our key verse today is Psalm 127:3.
Children are a heritage from the Lord.
And our key thought for today, children are a blessing. Don't be bored. Have some fun this summer with my Word with Zach reading program. Read the Keys for Kids devotional and your Bible every day, and you'll get a prize from me each month. And if you can do all the devotionals in June, July, and August, I'll put you in a drawing for a Kindle Fire. So avoid wasting time being bored this summer and instead have fun winning prizes. Ask your parents to sign up at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.